Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, Sickos. This is Shagun.
All right, Shagun. Here we roll. All right. Weather this morning. Looks like it's about 70 degrees down in Galveston. A mix of clouds and sun today. Stray shower thunderstorm is possible. Not likely, but possible. And high of 81, north winds will be shifting to east-southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour later today. And then tonight, partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of a rain shower, low of 77, south-southeast, 5 to 10. And then for tomorrow, on Saturday, it's partly cloudy, early scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, high of 83, winds will be picking up out of the south-southeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour, that rain chance is 40% tomorrow. So there we go. And looking at tides, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have a four tide schedule today. We had a low just after midnight. It was a 1.4. Our high this morning at 4:20 a.m. is a 1.6. Then a low at 11:42 a.m. at 0.4. And then a good tide this evening, a high at 7:41 p.m. It's a 1.8. And sunrise this morning is 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:42 p.m. And our moon phase right now is 98%. We're just coming off that full moon. Looking at current conditions, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. It is 77 degrees out there. Water temp is still not available at that buoy at this time. A west-northwest wind at 2 to 4 miles per hour, barometric pressure is 30.03 inches and steady. Eagle Point, it's 72.5 degrees with a water temperature of 76 degrees, west-northwest at 2 to 3, and Morgan's Point, west-southwest at 2. Pretty much same reading as Eagle Point, not much to it. So, all right. And let's see here. What else is going on in the world? Deer season's coming up. Weekend after next. Be here before you know it. And bow season going on right now. Duck season opens that weekend. Waterfowl season. So that's pretty good. And that's basically it. That's about all we have here. Fishing is fishing year-round. Never stops. And let's see. Shagun, are we even on? We are on the air because I'm getting text and they're saying they're still on Amy Lawrence. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know whether they're streaming or listening live. So if you've got the hammer, let's go to him. All right. All right, let's go to the hammer. Good morning, Captain Glenn Hammond. What's up?
We're live. We're live and well down good. In Surfside Beach. Good morning, everybody. Anybody there? Hello?
Yes. I'm getting text saying we're not on, but apparently we are.
You're sounding mighty good too this morning. Really, really good this morning, Captain Mickey. Coming out loud and clear. 2 miles an hour, man. We got it really beating us up down here this morning.
Calm again. Northeast
at 2 miles an hour. I had to scratch my eyeballs and look. Is that really what I'm reading? You know. But anyway, hey, it's all good down here, buddy. Couple good days of fishing, and that'll always do you better. Get you out of the living room, and got to spend some time with some old customers, some great customers that've been coming back for years and years. But anyway, really good down here, Captain Mickey. Right now, fishing's really good. The couple of days that I got to go this week, there was no problem getting a bite. We had success everywhere we went. Now, we didn't load up on the flounders and load up on the reds. And, you know, we just caught a few of these and a few of those. Everywhere we went, we caught fish. So things are pretty good down here right now as far as the bite. And yeah. it seems like the tide is just going out, out, out. I mean, it's steadily going out down here because it boiled up late in the afternoon, comes all the way up to my truck, all the way up to the yard. And then and that's in the evenings, and in the morning just pulled back. But it looks like it's going all day long. You got some kind of water movement anyway, and that's been really good for us. On Tuesday, I had Tom and Robin, and they're locals down here in Brazoria County. And Robin had never even hardly – she's only been on a boat once or twice. And she goes, I've never been deep sea fishing. And I said, well, we're not really going deep sea fishing. We're going bay fishing. And kind of explained that to her. But she just meant salt water, anything. She had been on ponds and lakes and not the salt water, not the bay fishing or anything. So anyway, boy, oh boy, it was one of those days where you taught the lady how to you helped her explain things about how the bail works and how to cast and this and that and what the drags were. And, hey, man, she picked it up pretty good. And I'll tell you what, it was one of those days when you get a couple of people and they just want to learn. And she didn't. She just wanted – a boat ride would have been fine with Robin. But, yeah. No, wasn't going to have that, man. Come on, if you're out here, you're going to learn a little bit. And participate a little bit and see, man, I'm telling you, I set them in a school of fish and while I was helping her, I look up front and Tom already has a trout. He reeled it all the way up to the tip of the rod and it's splashing and beating the water to death right by the boat. And so I run to that end and I go to net his fish and I knocked it right off the hook, broke the hook, broke the leader. The hook broke off of the leader, but anyway, so he looks at me and goes, well, Captain, do you always just knock them off of people's line? And then, look, from that point on, everything they did was a bite, Captain Mickey. It couldn't have got any better, man. It was one of those days where you got these, and I'm going to call them greenhorns, but they know I'm just having fun with them. And no, they put it on them pretty good, man. We didn't have a real heavy stringer of fish. We had 7 trout to 20 inches, and we had 1 24-inch red. But they caught and released a ton of baby trout or young trout, you know, 13.5, 14.5-inch fish. Lots of action. But anyway, just, for her first time to really be out there, and you set them in a school of fish, and it's just one after another, boom, 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 boom. Man. We sat there for 2 hours. I shouldn't have never moved, but it's like, well, let's go try this spot. So we went over and we pulled anchor. And from that point on, it just seems like the wind died back, the current stopped, and the bite went south. It's just like all of a sudden, it's just like the light switch went off. I mean, it was great, 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 great. And then it was nothing, nothing, nothing. So, but, anyway, so that was a pretty good deal on Tuesday. And yesterday, man, I had a couple of great guys. They've been coming with me for years and years and years. And they're both, one of them is fixing to be 80 years old, and the other one is 80 years old. and Nikki, actually Mickey and Henry, and they had a great time, man, and a lot of smack being dealt out around the boat. And these two old guys have been around the block a time or two, and they've been fishing with other guides and this and that, but they like to go with a hammer, man. Come on down, and we put some live shrimp on the boat, and we used them several different ways. We free shrimped them in one area around some structure, and then we used a popping cork drifting across the bay with the other technique. But Carolina rig on one end and cork on the other, and the bait was moving, man, all across the bay. You could see schools of mullet with her head sticking up above the water, just pods of mullet moving across through the bay. So things are really picking up. Oh, I got about a 74-degree water temperature. What are you reading on the Galveston Bay complex this morning?
74 to 75.
Yeah, right around. That's about what we got, about 74-degree water temperature. We ended up with 10 specks. There wasn't really any size to them. And I think the biggest one might have been just under 18 inches. But anyway, they brought them two limits of trout in and tried my best to get a red. You know how it is. When you go after one certain species, you'll catch everything else. And that's about what we're
doing. Yeah, you just got to go fishing.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Just go fishing.
And one of them was from Austin. He had to drive back last night, bless his heart. And Mickey drove back to Austin. And Henry lives in Southwest Houston. And like I said, man, these old guys, they've been around the block a time or two, and they've been with some guides, and they somehow or another keep coming back to me. I tell folks, I said, well, here's how it goes, man. When you go with a hammer, you're going to you'll come back for life, or you'll never come back.
Guide hoppers. Anyway, That's what I call them. I fish with everybody, guide hoppers.
Hopping around. That's it. But let's see. That was about it. Boat ramps are open. I've seen some flags flying around the complex. I've got another trip this morning with a couple folks, and we're going to – this is a donation trip to a church over in Manville and Alvin, and I do a little donation deal for them every year, and I'm taking a guy and his wife today, and we'll see what we can do. But anyway, boat ramps are all open, and bait camps are holding a little bit of bait if you get in there early. Everything else looks good down here. Like I said, light wind this morning, so get your fishing hats on, get all your gear, get on out there and get you some.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
It's Fishtober.
Let's do it. Oh, yes, sir. And isn't it November 1st, no flounder?
November 1st, no more flounder.
No flounder. No month. The whole month.
No catching them in any way.
I'm not seeing any numbers of them, but
Well, they claim the reason they're doing this because populations are down, and they may be right. I hadn't seen a lot of great flounder catches.
I hadn't either, Captain Mickey.
Depends on where you are. You know, funnel points where they normally stack up, you know, you're seeing a few fish caught. But as far as spreading out all over the bay, it's a little slow.
I broke my anchor off yesterday. The rope just snapped in half, and I lost a good anchor, a good Danforth, sitting in the bottom of the bay somewhere. And it's time to take that whole rope off. It's broke a couple of times. I've been retying it. And yesterday I lost it, man.
You might want to buy a new rope.
I got a big giant sign sitting up on the table my wife put that says need anchor before the trip this morning. I'm going to go down there and dig out an anchor. But that's about all I got, sir.
Well, at least you got some backups. All right, Hammer, if somebody wants to call you, give them a number, bud.
713-208-0683, man. Always a pleasure, Captain Mickey. Thank you, buddy.
You got it, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Well, take care, Glenn. All right,
yes,
buddy.
Sir.
All right, that's the Hammer down in the Tri-Bay area. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market. We're right in the height of, deer season coming up. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. We're in bow season right now, but no better place to have all your wild game processing needs done than the Belleville Meat Market. They're a short drive from Sealy on I-10 or Hempstead on 290. Just go downtown, look for the big white sign. Their processing facility and meat market are right next door to one another. And owned and operated by the Poffenbergers for 40 years now. And you can check them out on the web at BellevilleMeatMarket.com. You can actually go online, make orders from their meat market. They'll ship it right to your door. And what I like about their processing facility, 3-lane drop-off system, you know, when they get all clogged up, it goes fast. You pull in, they unload your game for you. They send it all the way through the system from front to back door. Impeccable quality. 28 great flavors of pecan smoked sausage to choose from, not to mention all the other great products you can have your wild game turned into. Call them at 979-865-5782. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Yeah, that's my old girlfriend. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 418 in the Bayou City. Let's go up to Fayette County Reservoir now, and let's check in with Mr. Bob Green and see what he's up to. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Captain Mickey. How are you?
I couldn't be better. And you?
Man, has it been a picture-perfect week or what, as far as the weather goes?
Drop-dead gorgeous, as they say.
Man, and all of my trips this week, or all four of my trips this week, were afternoons, and then coming down 237, looking at that big old orange moon about 7:15. It's as orange as it could be. Yeah, of course, it was full. Looked like it stayed full for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, we actually had probably two nights of 99%. And you know, that October harvest moon, but that last full moon's always red or orange, whatever color you want to call it. It's pretty though.
Well, it didn't seem to hurt the fishing any. The water temperature run back up to 87.5, nearly 88 degrees. That kind of killed the little topwater action I had going on for the late afternoon and early morning, and it seemed like the lipless cranks, rattle traps, and the little square bills have worked better in the morning than the top water since water has warmed up like it did, and they also dropped the water level about 8 inches, it looked like, so that all that water that was covering all that good grass, now it's matted again. So about the only thing you can work through it if you throw a buzz bait or something across the top of it. But we did that last night and the night before for about the last 30 minutes and never got a blow up. And I know we were in an area where there were fish, but I think it just turned them off a little bit. You know, going from 82 and 81 to 87.5. So, and that was pretty much all over the lake. I went in the discharge just to look, and it wasn't real hot at all. I actually caught a few fish in there, even on a Carolina rig. But that's pretty much what we've done every afternoon. We get on the water between 2 and 3, and fish till dark, and nearly everything was Carolina rig or drop shot in about 10 to 13 feet. So a lot of these fish are still fairly deep. Fishing off riprap and flats and things like that that are adjacent to a little deeper water. I tell you what, the bite is so slow, you just are so light, I guess I could say, that you don't even know it's on there. I mean, and if you're moving it very much at all, you're not getting bit. It's not like, okay, I'm going to reel it in real fast and you get a hit. And of course, there hasn't been hardly any wind this week. So, I mean, holding it still is no problem. It's just getting somebody not to reel it and jerk it and pop it up and down. Gotten some pretty decent fish. I mean, now I did have one slower afternoon out of the four. And I don't know what caused that, because those fish had been doing exactly the same thing for 3 days, and why it was just a slow afternoon. I have no idea. Fishing the same way, pretty much the same areas, same kind of structure, which is mostly rock and stuff like that. But I sit there and watch. I pulled up to a roadbed and was throwing off a roadbed where it was, you know, it probably 40-something feet on one side of it where the old creek runs through, and then 10 and 12 back off to one side of it. And I was close to some timber, and there was three guys in a boat, and they were just kind of bouncing around in the trees, but they weren't moving at all. And I sit there and I watch them suckers. They must have caught 20 fish, just one after the other. They were small fish, but yeah. they were drop shotting. All three of them, just you could watch them just popping that drop shot, and they was just whacking those fish. And they even offered to say, y'all come on in here if you want to. I said, no, it's just fun watching y'all catch them fish. But he said, well, they're small, and they were. They were anywhere from 10 to 8 inches long. But, boy, they had them. I don't know what they did. It reminded me of throwing a bunch of creek feed or something out and watching catfish come in and, you know, drop something down in the middle of them and catching them. But range cube, not sweet feed. I guess that would be called sweet feed, wouldn't it?
You got
probably
me.
Not.
No range cubes.
Range cubes. Well, that's how we used to fish for catfish. Go over and drop about two handfuls
Jump
of those.
Up with that stuff, right?
Yeah, and it would break up, and you could always tell. Well, I put out a little too much because them old goofy catfish come up there and they'd make that sound. They go and spit that stuff up everywhere. She said, "Oh, well, no more range cubes. We'll just keep fishing." But anyway, yeah. Well, you know, of course, I was going to say the water's in good shape. It is. It's just, you know, our water's always stained, kind of a dark green, but it's still in good shape.
Yeah.
It's just been. It was a fun week of fishing, not having to worry about busting through, you know, 1-foot, 2-foot waves, wind blowing.
Sure.
I don't know what's coming. So, it was just one. You know, the mornings were cool. The afternoons, I don't think we broke a sweat. Monday through Thursday. I mean, there was just enough of a light breeze, you know, to keep you cooled off. And I tell you, I thought it was going to be a really bad week because I had a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old. And then I had their mother, and then the grandpa. He came along to kind of help with the kids. But you start trying to keep 7s and 10-year-olds busy, they better be catching some fish. So, and they did. So I got their pictures up, them, and then I had another young one this week. So I didn't think school was out this week, but I guess it was a day to skip.
I don't know what the deal is. I'm seeing kids on the water too. And, I mean, they're supposed to be in school.
So maybe they gave them a holiday. Yeah.
Maybe they just decided to pull them out.
I think there's a lot of homeschooling going on right now. I don't blame them. So, anyway.
Yeah, these days. I don't know what you mean.
But they're doing a lot of work on the road there at the park. They're fixing to pave all of it, so it's really rough when you first come in. So, You don't want to bounce your boat off the trailer. Just kind of slow down coming in there. I mean, it reminds you as soon as you hit it. So, so just take it easy. But everything's, you know. Now I've got to fish next week in the daytime, so I'll see what the morning bite's going on. Because like I say, everything was afternoon.
Right.
Yeah, it was hard to. It's really a good thing because the last two mornings up here, it was so foggy you couldn't see your hand in front of your face hardly.
Yeah, we had a lot of fog down here yesterday morning. This morning there's just a little bit of patchy ground fog coming in.
Yeah,
and,
ground frog.
Yeah, might as well be, but no, a lot better than yesterday morning. I mean, it was dense.
Well, I caught my first fish on that Ned rig. He brought his own pole, so he had a Ned rig rigged up, and he caught a fish on it. And I said, "Well, let me." If you don't, and he didn't put it down because I was catching him on the Carolina rig. And he said, "He swapped over to it." So I said, you mind if I throw that little Ned rig out there? I mean, it's just a nothing bait. I mean, it's just a little, what, 3-inch piece of worm on a jig head. And sure enough, I caught a fish on it. Well, that was pretty neat. I never had done that before. But everything was coming off Carolina rigs.
Who's and Ned? Wonder who Ned is.
I have no idea. You know, it could have been a Bob Ned rig or a George rig or
Larry rig.
Had you ever heard of it?
No, I've never heard of it. That's first. That's why I asked you who Ned is.
Oh, I have no idea. You know, but somebody came up with it, and nearly everybody you talk to, you know, will try it. I mean, or have tried it.
Right.
And it may be because it's just something different. You know,
it's just a little worm on a regular jig head.
It's about 3 inches yum. Oh, you got me on this yum bait now. So
I love them yum worms, man. They work.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I was throwing my chompers out. Yeah. Right next to it, and I didn't get bitten. I went back, but I'm chopping off. I'm throwing them as a 4-inch instead of a 5-inch.
Right.
Cutting the head off, throwing it on a regular Carolina rig out there, and that's what they're hitting on right now. Either I'm not as good on a Texas rig as it is Carolina rig.
Yeah.
And then the drop shot. I had the kids with drop shots. So they could just drop it down beside the boat, and remember I was saying they didn't move hardly at all. I mean, you couldn't hardly move it. Well, the kid that was jerking it the most was actually catching the most fish. I don't know what the deal was on that one. Yeah. Anyway, he couldn't hold it still, but that's all right. But yeah, the Ned rig's just a 3-inch worm on a jig head. That's what it is. But they sell it, you know. I've seen them at Academy and different places, and they got 3 little worms with it and a jig head hook.
I'll be.
So that's what it is.
All right. So, well, that's
you
good.
You got
to know.
Me on that one.
maybe I'll start throwing me a Ned rig here in the bay. No, close to that is like a little John that we throw here, and we catch little trout and redfish on. It's just like a little old slug. It's 3 3/4 inch, and just put it on a jig head and go to work on them. They eat it up. They love it.
I tell you what, they were going through those yum baits faster, and I even put one of my favorite ones on, and I didn't get bit. I mean, I don't understand. It's got all that garlic and that salt, but that yum's got a different feel to it. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's about the same feel, but it doesn't have all that garlic in it, but it's got something,
right?
You know, that works. So anyway, I found a company and sell them in 100-pack. So I quit going down to Walmart and ripping all theirs off their shelf.
Right. Having to pull the whole placard off. Yeah.
Oh yeah. But that's kind of what's going on. But
all right.
We need to, when's the next cool front coming in?
Next Wednesday.
And it'll
be a pretty decent one like the last one.
Well, that'll be good. That'll cool it down for the week after next anyway.
I'm ready. You got that right.
Boy, me
all
too.
Right. Well, Bob, I got to run. If somebody wants to call you and come up and catch some fall bass with you, how do they get a hold of you?
It's been fun. 281-460-9200 or FayetteCountyBassFishing.com. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too, Bob. See you, buddy. All right. Uh-huh. Thank you. All right. All right. That's Mr. Bob Green on Fayette County. Well, you know, the Belleville Meat Market, they're located in downtown Belleville, a short drive from Sealy on I-10 or Hempstead on 290, owned and operated by the Poffenberger family for 40 years now. And we're right in the middle of bow season with rifle season right around the corner. There's no better place to have all your wild game processing needs done than the Belleville Meat Market. Whether you're, you know, killing feral hogs, white-tailed deer, or exotic animals, they do it right. 28 great flavors of pecan smoked sausage to choose from, not to mention their award-winning summer sausage, tamales, dry sticks, jerky, burger, pan sausage, you name it, they do it, and their packaging is second to none. It stays fresh in the freezer forever. Check them out on the web at BellevilleMeatMarket.com. You can actually go online, make online orders. They'll ship it right to your door, or call them at 979-865-5782. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 435 here in the Bayou City. And I'm getting tons of texts and messages and everything else from we're having some difficulties on our streaming this morning. Well, those of you that are listening live, you can hear us, but those that stream from areas that can't get a signal, we apologize for that. We're working on it. We're trying to get it fixed. I don't know what the problem is. Shagun is doing handstands and everything else to try and figure this out. All right. Let's go to Tommy Alexander down in Matagorda this morning. Tommy, what's up, man?
Good morning, Mickey.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, just watching. It's foggy where I'm at. It's kind of, I don't know if it's patchy or what, but it's pretty foggy where I'm at. It was different. It's foggier for me here today than it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Pretty thick right here where I'm at.
See, it was real dense over here over my way yesterday when it wasn't so bad your way, so.
I heard you saying that. That's kind of the opposite today.
Well, we'll just give you that.
Not to Matagorda yet, but where
it's
I'm
your
at
turn.
Here, it's, yeah, it's pretty foggy right here for sure. I'd say maybe not even a quarter mile, eighth of a mile.
Yeah, we had visibilities from 2 miles down to zero visibility yesterday morning.
We'll say it's about an eighth right here around me.
Yeah. That's dense enough.
I don't, you know. Yesterday, everybody in West Bay yesterday morning was fogged in. They said they couldn't see anything in West Bay, and you could see all the way across East Bay.
Amazing.
The line was like right there down the river. Because I was in East Bay, and I could see from one line to the other. And I had two different people that went to West and called me, said they couldn't see 50 yards.
Dang.
Guess it was just that line. Just West Bay was covered up with it.
Right.
You were talking about the kids, you know, out of school.
Yeah.
So I had a kid yesterday that was a senior, and they were out. It was fair week. So a lot of the county fairs are going on right now.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah, he went to Sweeney High School, but he was out the whole week for the fair. So I know my kids were out Monday and Tuesday, but there's some schools that are out that were out this whole week for fair week. That's what you're seeing, I think.
Well, I was wondering what was up with that.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's all the different county fairs that go on. And
yeah.
A lot of times high schools will let them off a day or two or whatever. He said Sweeney was off the entire week this week for it.
Well, we never got any of them days off when I went to school.
Man, I remember maybe one, but it wasn't the whole week.
Well, we had to skip out on Splash Day when everybody go to Galveston. You just had to skip.
Yeah, skip day.
I don't even know they even have Splash Day anymore.
They have Senior Skip Day, or I know we had.
Maybe that's what they turned it into now, Senior Skip Day.
All the seniors would go to the beach. Everybody went to the beach one day. Seniors. It was always on a Monday. Nobody went to school. Everybody went to the beach.
Get a 3-day weekend.
Yeah, do a 3-day weekend. But anyway, fishing still good. We're holding on.
Still holding your own, huh?
Holding your own, yeah. That's right. I'm sure I'm probably going to be that way until we have some sort of weather change.
Well, there's not going to be any kind of change till about midweek next week. We got another front coming. It's going to be another nice front.
I got you.
And well, I had really, we're begging for them now, but there'll come a time when we get into the winter and there'll be one every 2 days coming in, and we'll be sick of that.
Right.
It's nothing's ever right when you're a fisherman.
No, it's hard. Not perfect.
Nothing's ever right.
That's right. But I was last night. I looked on the fish weather, and it had like 60% chance of rain this morning. I don't even know where that came from. I mean, it's not raining, but
I don't either. They're showing a 40% tomorrow, but I don't know where that came from.
I don't know. I pulled it up. I even got off of it, pulled it back up 10 minutes later, and it still said 60%.
Huh.
But doesn't look like it's doing it.
Yeah, I'm showing a 40% for tomorrow, you know, yeah, over here. Y'all may be a little more over that way. Well, they've got a system over there in California that is probably going to send some rain across Mexico into us or whatever. So that may be where it generates from.
Coming from over there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, everybody I'm talking to is doing whatever, wading or drifting or kind of just however you want to fish right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's catching them all different ways, so it's it's pretty
well.
Good.
It is October.
Can't complain. Yeah, I mean, you know how it is anyway. October, November, when it's calm, it's usually really good.
Yeah. A lot of people going, man, we ought to be catching them good. You know, it's just, it's too hot. I said, man, it's October. It doesn't matter whether it's hot or cold. We go through this every October. Yeah. It's late in the month, and it ought to be on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah. They, yeah, I mean, it. I don't even know what was our water temp yesterday. I think I saw like 74 or something like that.
74 to 76 is what it's ranging all through the bays right now.
Yeah.
Which is plenty good.
Yeah, that's fine. Just a little too chilly. Need waders for sure. A little bit too chilly for me without waders. I don't know how that is, but. Yeah, we're just holding out, holding steady. Yeah, I'm staying good. I know. I will tell you, the crowds have been crazy.
Really?
In the middle of the, oh my goodness, Tuesday, Wednesday. I mean, it was just. I mean, there's boats everywhere. It looks like a Saturday. This whole week's looked like a Saturday to me.
Well, word's out.
Word's out.
Yeah, you let fishing get fairly good, and here they come.
Yeah, word's out. Word's out. Yeah. He was talking about that Ned rig earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got them. I've bought a couple packs of them, but I've never used them. But I've got them. And I did have a guy one time with me on Conroe, and he caught, I don't know, three or four pretty decent fish on Conroe with it. So it does work. I have seen it work. I said, now, after he did that, I went and bought a couple packs, but I haven't ever used them.
Yeah.
And it looks like a Little John, basically. That's kind of what it looks like.
Right.
But it's a little bit skinnier. It's not as fat.
Yep.
It's a little skinnier than a Little John, but it looks exactly like it. But a little bit skinnier, and maybe even like a quarter inch or half inch shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a jig head on it. But it's not a jig head like we use. It's a different shape of jig head. It's it's not lead. They're painted. The ones they're painted. They're painted colored
right,
like the worm, you know. Painted to match the worm, and they're kind of a, I don't even know what the, I can't even describe what the shape is, but it's a little different than the shape of jig heads we use. It's supposed to stand up. Like when it hits the bottom, it's supposed to stand up and stick the tail of the worm up in the air.
Yeah, the head kind of flat on the front.
Yes, it's flat.
Looks yeah, it's like that old Norton jig head he used to make to put a shrimp tail on.
Yes, real similar to that. And
that's
then they're
it.
Painted. Yeah.
I used to like throwing that jig head because it, when you jig it and work it through the water, it grabbed water. It, you know, kind of slowed it down. It made it feel different. You could get some good bites with it, especially with a shrimp tail on it.
It's supposed to be better in muddier water, too, because it moves more water displacement. Like, it moves more water when you pull it up. And I guess they fish, you know, they feel all that, know all that stuff, too. But
right.
But when you put that Ned rig down, it's supposed to stand straight up.
Well, that's pretty much kind of like the jig head I was just talking about. So,
yeah,
I can see where, you know, for slow bottom dredging fishing, that'd be, you know, when you don't have a lot of grass or anything, you can just let that bait rest and let it, you know, the back of it stick up, and they'll just swim up to it and just suck it up.
That's what I said. I had a customer on Conroe one time, and we were fishing docks, and he was flipping it. Kind of flipping it around docks and let it go down and sit there, and then he'd move it once and then let it sit there. If he didn't get a bite, he'd pull it up and reflip it. and he caught a couple. I mean, he caught enough to make me go to the store and buy some afterwards.
Sure. Well, it'd be a good bait to dead stick with.
Yeah, you know,
if they're on the bottom like that and don't want it moving, just dead stick with it.
That's right. That's it.
Dead sticking. Wonder who thought of that term, dead sticking.
Tight lining.
Dead bait on the bottom.
Exactly.
It's pretty much the same principle. Same,
that's right.
Same technique.
That's exactly right.
Y'all still catching them big sand trout?
Yes. We're catching mixed. I mean, like, literally, and I'm not even exaggerating, 4 inches to big ones. I mean, I guarantee we caught some yesterday that were 4 or 5 inches long. I don't even know how they got the lure in their mouth.
That's bait.
I had a couple that my worm was bigger, as big as the whole sand trout.
Boy, that's gobbling right there. That's hungry.
Yeah. But we also had some yesterday that were 15, 16 inches, you know.
Man, that's good stuff right there. You know, Jeffcoat was telling me over there in Venice, they're having an unbelievable run on they call them white trout or silver trout over there. But I think he said one of those ballet boys caught over 300 the other day, kept every one of them.
Well, I guarantee you, if you wanted to and keep every one, you could probably, I don't know about 300, but you could definitely get 100 of them out here a day if you really just wanted to keep them all.
Hey, if you find them thick like that, you can anchor up on them and then cut one up and go to the bottom with cut sand trout, cut bait on the bottom.
Yeah.
Just, you know, wear them out.
Yeah, that's probably
you
right.
You want to mess with that.
If you wanted to do that. No, you're probably right. I'm sure redfish, everything. I mean, redfish probably smoke it.
Yeah.
We kept about 10 yesterday. I kept, I think, 10 or 11 of those sandies yesterday. You know, the bigger ones.
That'd be good right now, some fresh fried sand trout.
Yeah, well, you can get them. If you want them, East Bay's got them for you.
Get them.
Catch them
all. Thin them out.
There's plenty of them.
You know, and they'll get thick like that, and they'll ruin your speck bite. They'll get to your lure before the specks will.
Absolutely. I had that happening yesterday to me. They got so thick in a couple spots that we couldn't get past them to get a speck.
Yeah.
But, or red. We did catch a couple of red. We had like 2 keeper reds yesterday, but you know, not a whole lot, but we did have a couple of them.
Right.
Yeah, sir.
Well, it's that time of year. You know, everything's biting.
Yeah, especially
y'all don't catch any big croakers over there in the fall, you know, when you're fishing for trout.
I do, but not many. I haven't lately, but every now and then you'll catch a big one. I have. I mean, it does happen. Just not for me. I haven't seen not a big one here. Not lately. You know, but I've done it. You catch them on a lure, you know, they'll eat that tail up. Catch a big one. Those big croakers and drum. Sometimes we get in the drum and we catch a drum on tails. I remember, I think it was last year, I had a couple of days where we caught several black drum on tails. So, you know, that'll happen too. But no, I haven't done that yet this year, but I've seen it before. But this is definitely your lure fisherman time of year, you know. It's the time of year we like.
Yeah, I remember this time of year, you know, back before people fished with croakers for bait, we used to have those big croaker runs. And we'd catch those big ones on spoons and soft plastics while we were trout fishing. Lots of them.
Right. Yep. No, I remember it too.
Just flounder, y'all have any kind of flounder catches at all going on over there right now?
I see people every day with flounder. The guys that are waiting.
Yeah.
I see people bringing in flounder every day. I do.
A lot of them, or just a few?
No, I mean, any 2 to 4 or 5 a person.
Right.
You know, but everybody that waits brings in at least a couple, it seems like.
Well, that's a good sign.
The last 2 times I've waited, we've caught, I think, 2 each trip.
Yeah, November 1st, there won't be any more of that. You got to chunk them. Yeah. Can't keep them.
Is it just 1 month? Just the month of November, or does it go into December?
From November 1st to December 14th at midnight, 14th. You know, the 15th, basically, just call it the 15th, month and a half.
I got you. Well, that won't really affect me too much because I don't.
No, but it will the flounder enthusiast. I mean, there's people that live for this time of year. And,
I know. It's their deal.
I mean, flounder fishermen, man, they're a breed of their own, buddy. They take their flounder fishing seriously.
I know.
And they're good at it, too.
I love flounder. It's my favorite thing. It's just, if I wasn't a guide and I just farted fish for myself, you know, I could probably get more into doing that, you know. But
yeah,
when you're guiding, it seems tough, man. If you just go flounder fishing, you might catch 2 fish all day, you know. Customers, it just doesn't work out too well. But
you got to get bites for a living. That's what you have to do.
Right.
Got to get bites.
I get it. I do like flounder, though. And I like to catch flounder. I like to go up there and I like to, you know, throw worms and catch flounder. I enjoy doing that.
Well, there's nothing better than a good baked flounder stuffed with fresh, succulent crab meat. Man, oh, man. With lemon, butter. Let's bring it. Bring
that restaurant there, the waterfront restaurant there at the harbor in Matagorda.
Yeah.
They also have a fried flounder. They do called fried flounder, but it's whole. They fry the whole. They cut the head off.
Oh, really?
They put slits in it, just like you were going to broil it, but then they batter it and fry the whole thing.
Wow.
And the chunks come right off the top. Yeah, it's real good.
Wonder what they bread it with. Just cornmeal?
It just looks like a ton of cornmeal.
Yeah.
They bring it out on a plate, and the whole flounder is just fried, and then you just got these chunks of it coming off top.
They leave the head on it?
No, they take the head off.
Take the head off. Yeah, I don't like when I'm eating a fish, I don't like him looking at me while I'm eating him.
Yeah. No. fry him whole with slits in it.
Man, that sounds good. I'm going to have to come down there and go fishing, just stop in there and eat.
Come on.
I'm telling you.
Come on down.
Well, Tommy, trip. I wish you the best of luck in that fog this morning. Hopefully, it'll burn off quick.
I'm in it. I'm on Highway 60 right now, and it's pretty solid.
Boy, that ain't good.
I mean, well, I'm
careful.
55. It's maybe 1/8 of a mile is what I can see right here.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, Tommy, if somebody wants to come down and fish with you and hook up, how do they get a hold of you? Give them some info.
All right, they can look me up at Tommy Alexander, or Captain Tommy Alexander online, or just give me a call or text, 979-709-8242.
All right, buddy. Well, Tommy, have a good day, and be safe out there. Watch that fog, man.
All right. All righty. Thank you.
All right. Take care. See you. All right. Okay, that's Tommy Alexander down in Matagorda, and it's time for a break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.